Blog Talk Radio.
Rolling dead and better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your way. Your way may never come.
Get your blessing.
You're listening to the sound.
Thank you.
God in me. The first selection, go and get yours. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get started today with a word of prayer. By Pastor Bill.
For selection. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you, Pastor, for both of those selections. Amen. The scripture I'd like to read is coming from John 4th chapter. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for the word. We're thanking you, Father God, for this broadcast that we can study your word together. Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one that is on this broadcast today, those that are listening by internet, those who have called in, Father God. Open up our hearts to receive the word today, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you will bless our pastor as he teaches the word today, Father God, as he makes it plain so that we can understand it. Lord, we ask that you be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Be with those who have asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. But you know what they're going. Father God, help us, Lord, to be that person to show others the way to Christ, Father God, and help others to also have the truth from the Word of God. Help us always to have your Word with us, Father God, that we can share this Word with others. And then, Lord, we ask that you will bless those who are bereaved today, Father God. You know their hearts and what they're going through, Father God. Bless them and give them a peace of mind. And, Father God, we ask that you be with all those that are going through something, no matter what they may be facing. You're bigger than that, Father God. And, Lord, just help us to help them to realize that. And Lord, we give you praise, Father God, our hearts to the word today, Father God. And we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Our subject is blind to God's truth. And we've discussed what it means to be blind. But we got to make a difference between God's truth and the world truth. Big difference. So as we discuss this topic today, I want to remind you that we talked about John 8, I think it was 32, 33, somewhere in there, said, and you shall know the truth. And the King James Version says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I think it says something like that. But over there in the Messenger Bible, well, I mean, in God's word too, it says something like, it'll set you free. I think it says something like, it'll set you free. So people want to debate between the argument between set free and make free. But here's the thing, brothers and sisters. The Messenger Bible says this. It says, when you've experienced God's word, his truth, he says, the truth will free you.
Amen.
Yeah.
The truth will free you. Now, you can want to debate if it make or set. It doesn't matter. Once you've experienced the word of God, you will free yourself. That's what's going to happen. Truth is going will free you. When I saw that, I just went, oh, God, yeah. People are blind to the mere fact that when you experience God's word, as he said, trust me, brothers and sisters. Don't trust me. See what the word says.
Yeah.
When you experience for yourself, I love to try to explain it to you, but I can't. Because like we learned this week, everybody can't comprehend the truth because they hadn't experienced the truth. But once you experience the truth for yourself now, the truth and the truth, God's truth, how about that? God's truth, then the truth will free you. God's truth will free you. That's how I see that. God's truth will free you. See, and I had paper for you for this. But I want to say this, brothers and sisters. For the next week or so, I know we've been talking about how the devil blind you, and I get all of that. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, we are transformed by the truth.
Yes, amen.
We are transformed by the truth. That's why Matthew 4:4 said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every truth that come out of God's mouth, by the word. That's how we're to live. That's what we're expected to do. This ain't no joke. God telling us how to live, and to live is to live by his truth.
Amen.
In other words, I like what Paul said over there in Acts 20. We'll go there. Acts 20. Now, if you have an NIV, it kind of breaks it down a little bit more. But we'll take the Messenger and the King James Version. So if you have Acts.
Acts 20 and 32?
Yeah, if you have it, please.
Yes, Acts 20 and 32. And now, brethren, I command you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Amen, amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, now I'm turning you over to God, our marvelous God, gracious word. Can make you into what he wants you to be and give you everything you could possibly need in this community of holy friends. Amen.
Amen.
Now, that was, where you read that out of, Pastor?
The Message Bible.
Okay.
And that was Acts 20 and 32.
Okay, correct. Thank you so much. To entrust you to God and his message or his truth, that tells how kind he is. That message can help you grow and can give you the inheritance that is shared by all of God's people, or holy people. And over in the NIV says, now I commit you. See, when you commit something, you're giving it away. You're giving that person to something. And to commit you to the word of truth, That's what we need to be committed to, because that's what transforms us.
Yeah.
I want to take my time to say this, because I know we're talking about most folks are blind by this. They are blind by the true word of God, because a lot of preachers have not told people the real truth. And I think about, I'm going to give you all a scripture, for instance. And you'd be surprised when you go to a funeral, preacher preach this, and they never preach it to the living. They preach it to the dead, and it should be preached to the living, not to the dead.
Okay.
They missed it. Mm-hmm. So when they're committing people to the grave, they use the scripture over in Philippians 1:21. In the book of Philippians 1:21.
Yes, Pastor, Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. On the contrary, everything happens to me in this jail only serves to make Christ more accurately known, regardless of whether I live or die. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, man, for me to live, it's all about Christ. Ain't about nothing else. Ain't about building a church. Ain't about being religious. It's about Christ. That's why the man was able to talk about Christ. Now, he said to die. He said to die. Man, that's when I'm going to get all the trophies. I'm going to get the rewards. I'm going to get the accolades. He said, but to live, it ain't about these accolades. It ain't even about what I got going on, you know, because it's about Christ now.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So people should be teaching this as a noun. This should be trending now, not at your gravesite. This needs to be known now. Hey, this is about Christ, man, living in this truth here, living in Christ's truth, because to live, it's about Christ.
Amen.
Oh, you're gonna make me go there. I mean, I got some receipts for you, but please don't make me go there, people. Y'all gonna make me go there.
Yeah.
But to live is Christ, man. So when Paul writes here, he let the people know, hey, man, it's about Christ. It's about if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. 2 Corinthians. See, I'm trying to not go there, but y'all about to make me go there. See, I don't hear no amen. See, this is about Christ. Our righteousness is in Christ. We made alive in Christ. Yeah. When the Bible talk about the resurrection, he's talking about this resurrection. Christ rose from the dead. Matter of fact, the Bible said we are one in Christ. I think I read that over there in Galatians 3:28. Find that for me, please. So to live is Christ. Remember, we've been risen with Christ. It's about Christ. The life we're not living is about Christ.
Yes.
To die now is when you get your rewards and all that, accolades and all that stuff. But these folks are trying to get it now. They're trying to get it right now. And you're missing it.
Yes.
Yeah, like I was talking to a guy yesterday. I forgot where I was, but it doesn't matter. I said, oh, I know, I was at Home Depot. And, you know, it was hot and all this good stuff. And I'm telling these people, you know, hey, it's going to be hotter than the other place. I said, oh, yeah, by the way, y'all don't hear folks preach about that, but there is a hell. There is a hell. I know the state don't want people to know that. He kept it to himself. He's trying to keep us hid. But there is a hell. And you better wake up to it.
Yeah. Amen.
And I said, I have to share that. You know, because people walk around here like it ain't no hell. There is no consequence. There is no consequence for what's going on. But there is a hell. But read that for me, sister.
Yes, Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, in Christ's family, there can be no division into Jew and non-Jew, slave and free, male and female. Among us, you are all equal. That is, we are all in a common relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yeah, it's about being in Christ. So that's what that scripture means. Yeah. For me to live is Christ. We all in Christ.
Yeah.
It ain't about my denomination, your denomination, my faith, your faith. No, no. To live is Christ. Let me make it personal, like Paul did. He said, for me to live is Christ. I mean, man, while I'm here, it's all about Christ. Ain't about all this other stuff. See, so people are blind to the truth. People are blind to what the Word of God has to say. God's truth. Just like I tell y'all, your rights. Your rights is important, brothers and sisters. Well, let's read the scripture before I explain this, because I want to have some receipts for you with this, okay? But in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 3 and 4.
Yes, Pastor, Hebrews 1, 3 and 4. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the Son perfectly mirrors God and is stamped with God's nature. He holds everything together by what he says, powerful words. After he finished the sacrifice for sin in the heavens right alongside God, far higher than any angel in rank and rule. Did God ever say to an angel, you're my son, today I celebrate you, or I'm his father, he's my son? Amen.
Amen.
Right, brothers and sisters. See, faith is a problem only to those who are ignorant of their rights and their privilege and their place in Christ. So it's their fault that they don't know that they're in Christ. Oh, I'm going to be a Baptist all my life. Oh, I'm Methodist. No, it's about being in Christ, man.
Amen.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Hebrews 1, 3 and 4 tells us that when Christ had made that great substitutionary job of his, work of his, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The Bible says he's being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. It don't get no closer. If you're going to see God, you better see him through Christ, because he's the express image of his person. And the Bible says to uphold all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself. No pope, no bishop, no by himself purged out sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, made so much better than angels. And I like it said angels. See, that put everything, all these angels, including Lucifer, all of mm-hmm. them, and his angels, all of them up under him.
Mm-hmm.
As said by an inheritance, obtained a more excellent name than they. See, he could mm-hmm. not have been accepted by the Father and been given that seat at the right hand of the Father unless he had made possible the new creation. You couldn't do that. So it's about being new. It's about being in Christ, a perfect fellowship, a perfect standing with God, with the Father, a perfect standing with God. Now, see, we didn't have that before, but we got it now, bless God.
Hallelujah.
For all who believe. Mm-hmm. That's right. Not everybody, but for everybody that believes. Because Hebrews Amen. 9 tells us that Christ carried his own blood into the heavenly, or I should say into the holy of holiness, and made an eternal redemption. That's what happened, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
The Bible says Christ becoming our high priest. Read Hebrews 9:11-12. See, folks, they blind to this. They think sin still exists for a believer. It doesn't exist for a believer. For this reason, right here, sin doesn't exist. And if sin exists for a believer, well, they need to take out this here and the book of Hebrews. Those Hebrews, they knew who God was and knew what God required, knew how God wanted it. And people who followed them understood that. So in the book of Hebrews, the 9th chapter, I mean, take me a whole day just to explain the Hebrews, where they came from, where they're at, and why God acknowledged them. And matter of fact, here's a book dedicated to the Hebrews.
Yes, Pastor. Hebrews 9:11.
And 12.
But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. From the Message Bible. But when the Messiah arrives, high priest of the superior things of this new covenant, he bypassed the old tent and its trappings in this created world and went straight into heaven. Went straight into heaven's tent, the true holy place, once and for all. He also bypassed the sacrifices consisting of goat and calf blood. Instead, using his own blood as the price to set us free, once and for all. If that animal blood and the other rituals of purification were effective in cleaning up certain matters of our religion and behavior, think how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole lives inside and out. Amen, amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, but Christ, I just love that word, but. Because, see, mm-hmm. when you use that word, but, forget about what I've just said. Pay attention now. But the word but mm-hmm. means pay attention. Let me have your undivided attention right now. That's what the word but means. So anytime mm-hmm. you use that word, no, you need to be coming with something powerful.
All right. Man.
Paul told him, he said, but they were not of us. Don't let that get past you like that. But they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have not they would not have doubt. They would have continued in the word. So everybody don't continue in the word. So I went back and I looked at that thing. They came from us, but they was not of us. When he said they came from us, I said, oh, okay. Then that word but jumped out. But they were not of us. But I tell you, that does something for me. But Christ, becoming high priest of good things to come. That's now, man. Right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
by a greater and more perfect tabernacle. Wow, isn't that something? I told you, pay attention. When you see that word, but, it's going to tell you about the perfect tabernacle.
Yeah. Thank you.
The church building. You know, the church tabernacle. A building. Anytime you see the word tabernacle, you're talking about a building. So he said, but Christ being a high priest of good things to come by a great and more perfect tabernacle.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
That's what you want to be part of. And made, and I want y'all to catch this, not made with hands. Now, what does that say? That is to say, not this building here. Y'all see this modern brick. We ain't talking about that. That's not the perfect tabernacle. Perfect tabernacle. And by the way, you know, y'all been using that the blood of goats and the blood of cows and Jesus didn't use none of that. He bypassed all that stuff and he used his own blood.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Now, if you want to know what that perfect tabernacle, you got to almost go back to that first verse and you'll see. First couple of verses, and you'll see what it was. It was made in heaven.
Yes.
That's the example that God had gave to Moses anyway. But he couldn't make it here on earth because he wasn't able. So that what they did was a replica of what God was going to do once Christ got here. He was going to put us in Christ. His people were going to be separated from the world. And they're going to be in Christ. So when people go to church, they are blind to the fact that, hey, the only reason you're going up in there because God wanted us to know we're to be in Christ. That was a better covenant built on better promises.
Thank you, Lord.
That was for redemption, brothers and sisters. Yeah.
They do.
See, If that's done, then our redemption is complete, it's finished. God declared that it is finished. Satan's dominance over us is broken. People, they don't know that. It's broken. I got to make up for the other day, so let me go ahead on and do a couple more scriptures. Read Hebrews 9:24-26. Read them out. Because, see, you got to know Satan, man. You can't be blind to his tricks. You got to know it's broken. You got to say that a few times. You know, it's broken. I'm no longer married to my baby mama. It's broken. It's over. I just use myself. But if you've been divorced from somebody, that's broken, brother and sister. That's over. Something had to make that happen. And you need to serve notice on Satan today. You're divorced from him. It's over.
Amen.
You got to go on and declare it in your life that it's over. That your redemption is complete. It's finished. And it ain't about you going to wait till you get nowhere. It's done now.
That's
if Christ shed his blood,
then
your redemption is done. Okay? If he shed his blood, then your redemption is already done. It's complete. That's the receipt. That's the receipt right there, his blood. Let him read that. So there's the receipt right there. He, matter of fact, he didn't trust nobody with it. He wasn't playing that. The Bible says he carried it himself.
Yes,
didn't
yes,
trust
thank
the
you.
Angels with it. Didn't trust the angels with it. Remind me of what happened the other day in Georgia when they got ready to indict Donald Trump, the superior clerk. Normally she'll give it to somebody, let them run it to the judge. She said, I ain't playing that. I'm taking it to the judge. She took it directly to the judge and said, Judge, we need this to be signed. Well, no ifs, ands, buts about it. That's what Jesus did. He took his blood, wasn't trusting with nobody. He carried it himself.
Amen.
Amen.
So you know it didn't get tainted. It didn't get messed with. It didn't get polluted. It didn't get... Now, because see, at one point in time, believe it or not, and we're going to get to the scripture, at one point in time, they used to mingle and mix with blood, man. Yeah, that was a thing at one time. Yeah. They take somebody's blood and use it for their sacrifice. Like, you know how you take your urine and you go and get a job, and you could take somebody else's urine and use it for them and give them so you could, you know, pass the test. But they used to do that all kind of crazy stuff with the blood. They get somebody a blood and let it represent somebody else, and then they'd be forgiven for a whole year. They sing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
They mix and mingle with blood, which that
yes,
in itself,
yes.
But we won't get into all of that, but I'm just saying. Yeah, that was the thing. So he wasn't playing that. But
yes.
Go ahead, read that.
Yes, Hebrews 9:24-26. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us, nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. For Christ didn't enter the earthly version of the holy place. He entered the place itself and offered himself to God as a sacrifice for our sins. He didn't do this every year, the high priest did under the old plan with blood that was not their own. If that had been the case, he would have to sacrifice himself repeatedly throughout the course of history. But instead, he sacrificed himself once and for all, summing up all the other sacrifices in this sacrifice of himself, final solution of sin. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Read that one more time, Pastor, for clarity, please.
Amen, amen. Yes, Pastor. For Christ didn't enter the earthly version of the holy place. He entered the place itself and offered himself to God as the sacrifice for our sins. He didn't do this every year as the high priest did under the old plan blood that was not their own. If that had been the case, he would have to sacrifice himself repeatedly throughout the course of history. But instead, he sacrificed himself once and for all, summing up all the other sacrifices in this sacrifice of himself, the final solution of sin. Amen.
Amen.
So either that true, but not. See, if you heard that, you heard that sin is over with.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, they used to go in there once a year. Yeah.
Yes.
See, if you live back in the Old Testament, you had to make your way to Jerusalem once a year with some blood. And you had to give it to that priest. And you did that every year. Every year. They look forward to that. They plan to make that trip. Just like you would do a vacation, just like you would do a reunion. They plan that.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen, amen.
They plan that because that's what they had to do. That was under the old covenant.
Yeah.
See, Christ did not enter into the holy place made with hands. Now, that's what you need to look at right there. So he wasn't talking about no building. Preacher, I'm trying to do the best I can. For he did not, y'all need to say that a few times, he did not enter into that building. He did not enter into a holy place made with hands. See, they're talking about a building that they call holy. I mean, some folks just blind to this. I would love for them to comprehend this, but they won't preach it. They won't teach this. Because if they do, they're going to get messed up right here. Because that ain't where Christ made the sacrifice at. The Bible said he did not enter a holy place made with hands. A mere copy of the truth. Remember we were talking about God's truth? That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It was only
Amen.
A copy. So when you see these buildings, that's a copy. It's not the real thing, brothers and sisters. It's not the real document. It was only a copy of the truth. But he entered into heaven itself now to appear in this very presence of God on our behalf. So when you would go and you would take the blood of a animal, it didn't matter if it was a bull, whatever your sacrifice called for, goat, you know, calf, you know, whatever your sacrifice were, you give it. And then you were straight for a year. That was real.
Yeah.
Just like this is real. Christ took his own blood.
Amen. Amen.
And he gave it to the Father. So if he did that, what'd that look like? What'd that look like to you? If he did that and you compare that with the Old Testament, what'd that look like to you? What should that look like?
Our sins are forgiven. No more sin.
Exactly.
Yes.
See, now y'all want to know what the real problem is? Why people having issues with that? I'm glad you asked. I'll take you over there. How about let's travel to the Book of St. John? And we may pick that up there in another time, but I want to travel to the Book of St. John for a minute, if you will. And I want you to see what the issues are here, what's really going on. When they had an opportunity to do the truth, they didn't do it. So let's start with the ninth. Well, I tell you, let's read from St. John 1, first chapter, the 9th through the 11th verse. Well, let's read to the 12th verse, I'm sorry.
St. John 1, 9 through 12. That was the true light, which light of every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him. Amen, amen. Received him not, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Read through the 12th verse.
But as many as received him, to them gave him the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe of his on his name. Amen, amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the real thing. Every person entering life, he brings into light. He was in the world. The world was there through him, and yet the world didn't even notice. He came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made to be their true selves, their child of God selves. These are the God begotten, not blood begotten, not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. Amen.
Amen.
That was a true light. True light. It was genuine. The light that man needed that was perfect.
Thank you, Lord.
It came into the world, came to his own, and they didn't receive it. They didn't want to get it. But then there go that word, but.
Yeah.
Which I love. But as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. So listen, brothers and sisters, it's about receiving him. Everybody hadn't received Christ. They blind.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm saying blind. Mm-hmm. I said that. They're blind to God's truth. They're blind to God's truth. Now, they may know everything there is in the knowing. The sun. They may have 20 degrees. They may have all that good stuff. But when it comes to God's truth, they're blind. You got to receive Christ into your heart, man. And you have to confess it with your mouth that I receive Christ. Christ, I'm receiving you right now in my spirit. I receive you.
Amen. Yes.
And by faith, if you receive that and you accepted that, he's living in you now.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with being born of a woman or a man. Pastor kind of got into that, so let me go on and handle that. Which is born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. Flesh had nothing to do with this. Nor of the will of man, but, yeah, that but again, of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See,
Thank you, Lord.
How Christ came here, and that's how we got to get born again. Not a man, nothing had nothing to do with flesh, but being born again, not a corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna and I apologize for not doing this yesterday, but we're gonna leave space here. Anyone like to have any comments? Anything you want to share? Any of these things come forth now. If you have anything you want to share, any comments, and we take comments too. Any comments?
Amen. Well, Pastor, I'd like to go back to Hebrews and read Hebrews 9 and read verses 27 to 28. And reading it from the Message Bible, it says, everyone has to die once, then faced the consequences, Christ's death was also a one-time event, but it was a sacrifice that took care of sins forever. When he next appears, the outcome for those eager to greet him is precisely salvation. And then when it goes into that 10th chapter, it says the old plan was only a hint of the good thing in the new plan. Since the old law plan wasn't complete in itself, it couldn't complete those who followed it. No matter how many sacrifices were offered year after year, they never added up to a complete solution. If they had, the worshipers would have gone merely on their way, no longer dragged by their sin. But instead of removing awareness of sin, with those animal sacrifices were repeated over and over, they actually heightened, awareness and guilt. The plain fact is that bull and goat blood can't get rid of sin. That is what is meant by this prophecy put in the mouth of Christ. You don't want sacrifices and offering year after year. Prepare a body for me for a sacrifice. It's not fragrance and smoke from the altar that whet your appetite. So I said, I'm here to do it your way, O God, the way it's described in your book. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for his sacrifice that he did for us all. Amen.
Listen, brother and sister, we talk about truth. And to add to what Pastor just said, over there in Hebrews 8, I think it's 8, 2, 3, somewhere up in there. But it talks about Christ being the minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man.
Amen.
See, when you understand tabernacle as a building, you understand why we need to have Christ in our lives so he can become our high priest. So when we're making sacrifices or we are putting forth offering spiritual sacrifices and spiritual, you'll know that he's talking about Christ, man, because he is the minister. He's the minister of the sanctuary.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Preachers, you think want to hear that? You ain't the minister. Christ is.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, amen. Oh, Christ is over there, but he ain't over here. Because they the one. See, that's their sanctuary. How they do it, God? So they blind to the truth. Right? And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about people that are blind to God's truth, man. This is the thing they blind to. God is the minister of the sanctuary. Now, let me say this. Of the true tabernacle.
Yeah.
And I know they made all these old songs talking about they're going to do this in the sanctuary. I get all of that crazy stuff, man. They was into themselves. They felt that. But it don't have nothing to do with truth. The true tabernacle. I want to say it's in Hebrews 8.
Yes, Pastor.
Oh, you found that, Sister Evangelist William?
Yes, Pastor.
Read that for me, please.
Hebrews 8:2, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
in the Message Bible, in essence, we have just such a high priest, authoritative, right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So that's where you want to be at. You want to be in that true tabernacle, that true church, that true building, not this fake stuff out here. See, people are blind to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't know it was another sanctuary. I said, yeah. Oh, I didn't know it was another tabernacle. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's another one. It was the first one, really prepared before the second one, but man never get to it because they're blind. They're blind to the real truth. And the real truth of the matter is that Christ is the chief priest.
Yes.
So, well, why not be under his tutelage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you don't see the degrees, you don't see where he attended the University of Duke, Georgia, or some great Bible. I mean, you don't see all those stripes. I mean, you don't see those. But listen, brothers and sisters, if you're looking for marketing, look no farther than his back.
Yes, say that.
Yes, yes.
He took his own blood.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Thank you, Pastor, for your scripture. Anyone else?
Okay.
Well, I can't wait till the review for Sunday. I probably shouldn't use that word. I can't, but I tell you, I may have to go. Listen, this thing over and over. It's awesome, brothers and sisters, the Word of God. And I thank you all for participating. If nothing else, anyone else, we still have time. Okay. We'll see you all Sunday for